Chavdal Beis Knei, the Chavdal Talmud Rabbi Akiva. The Chavdal Alfe Rabbi Akiva, Vait in Lugamorim, Vait in Lugamor, Tanya Chavos, Say the Rav, Tanya Chavos, Say the Lewi, Daf Chavdal Amid Beis.
No, I have it, but which?
It's about a little bit more than halfway down. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 lines before it gets wide. Welcome Shlomi Rabinowitz to the Beis HaBet HaMadrash.
How does it start?
Welcome.
I'm Rav Yochanan.
Tanya Chavose Draft. Tanya Chavose the lady.
Yeah, I have it. Shkoz.
Okay, Tanya Chavose. I'm going to make a bracha. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Melech Olam. Shehakol Nihyeh Bidvaroi.
Oh my.
Ah, delicious. Look like a hat. Hesa vasa.
Nee, bracha chreta. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim. Nee.
Shlomi, you can give me a call. Keep it by your door.
He's going to give you Eidu Kedushin.
Yeah?
Not like that other fellow who said...
I have to do tshuva, be mahar b'tshuva.
Yeah, that's what it says.
The guy was so upset.
I don't want to hear this. It's,
he thought I was impossible condition.
It's nauseating when he said that once.
He was so upset, that guy. I can't believe it.
It's interesting you didn't get offended. Okay, next.
Tanya chavos edrav, tanya chavos edlevi. Tanya chavos edrav, avoida shazor chai volei misa.
The levi, which the levi? You mean the Amayra levi?
This is the one yesterday that is Trumas Hadeshen.
Ah.
The shayla was, is there chiv misa bidei shamayim for Trumas Hadeshen? We learned yesterday there's a machlokis. Yes, there are machlokis before Rav and Levi. Are there four?
You learned that, Gemara? I don't remember.
Avoida smatana.
Yeah.
Zrika,
yes, I'm sorry. Okay,
is an avoida for which, an avoida for which the chiv misa b'dei shemaim.
Correct.
There's a machlokes between Rav and Levi.
Levi added Trumas Hadeshen, right.
Trumas Hadeshen,
if a czar does it.
We have to go very quick,
I'm sorry.
Shlomi Rabinowitz is going to be the monitor over here. Tanya Chavos Adrav, Tanya Chavos Adrav, Tanya Chavos Adrav.
We have a brisa, a quarter of Levi, yeah.
But the avoida shazor chai volei misa, what are the avoida shazor chai volei misa, Zrika stam?
Okay. 1 second, also Tanya Chavos the Rav, also.
Right, both, one at a time.
Yeah.
Number one, so now here you Tanya Chavos the Rav, the Avodah says, Zrigas Adam, okay, Zrigas Adam, Bain Lefnim, Bain Lefnai Lefnim. Whether you do the Zdam Lefnim, which means, Bain Lefnim, Lefnai Lefnim, which means whether you go do it in the Heichel, or whether you do it in the Kodesh HaKadosh.
Once a year
in the and when do you, what do you do? What does it say over here? Bein lefnim Rashi, hazosh al haparoiches.
Where's that? Yeah.
Bein
lefnai
lefnim shal bein habadim diyav kippurim. Now, so when do you do the hazal lefnim? That means if the par helim dover shel tzibur and the seidi avodas lechavim. Can we ask our holy Rabbi Sholim, to please put his device on mute? Vita, so we have machlokes between Rav. So therefore, this one says that whether you do the hazal,
does the spritz, does it have sprinkle, to, does it have to come in contact with the parochas or with the badai?
The machlokes in the Gemara, if it comes in contact, machlokes.
And the same thing with the kapiras also. By the badam,
I don't know. I don't think so.
It says between the badam.
Between the badam. I don't think it goes on the aron. But there's a machlokes. The fairish machlokes in the Gemara. Does the blood when you do it on the parochas, but the part of has an esrafim and the seed of an esrafim, if it has to touch the parochas, and one man the Omer says, I was in Rome. I saw the parochas and I saw there was molei dam, and so he brought a riot from with his own Eidei Re'iyah that he saw the parochas in Rome that it had blood on it, and the blood that he had have been from the blood from the hazah.
What did the other man dam? He wasn't in spoil from
see,
that.
I guess maybe he wasn't. He said maybe it was all the blood. I don't know. Kevaita. So now notice over here, it does not make any mention over here. This month does not make any mention of Zrigas Adam for Karbonis. How come it does not make any mention for Karbonis? I do not know. Next, the Hamazeh Bechatos, the Hamazeh Bechatos Ha'oif. Someone does Hazah with the Bechatos. If you take the neck of the bird and you do Malika and you press. The word Hamazeh means basically to press the Vridin
on the Mizbeach.
On the Mizbeach for the blood to spurt out. The Hamematzeh. That's the maz. No, there are two times. Sorry, I made a mistake. There are two different types of ways. You one avoid the with the bird is you hold the bird in your hand and you sprinkle like a garden hose, and you allow the blood to spurt out.
Uh-huh.
Hold that. That's called maze.
Squeeze.
And that's to actually take the neck of the bird and press it against the mizbeach. I think I don't remember, but one carbon you do maze, and one you do mematze.
Yeah.
Okay, Rashi, what does Rashi over here say? Look, Rashi, b'matzal b'chatos oif k'siv hazah. By a chatos ha'oif, chatos if it's done l'mata, you do hazah. The hazah midam achaz al kiyam esbech. B'oilas ha'oif k'siv mitzui. That's the answer. By an oila, oilas ha'oif, you do mitzui. Mitzvah means you actually press the neck of the animal against the corner of the mizbeach. By the chatos, if you don't do has, you don't press it against the corner of the mizbeach lamata. You go and you hold it the neck and like and you spritz it like when you, with, by holding the neck. Umolak es roish of hitir hamizbeach avinim says damar al kira mizbeach. Next the hamaktir. Maktir means next part of the word Gemara. The maktir ba'olah sa'if. The one that burns, puts the bird on the fire to be burned on the Mizbeach. The Zechiv Vezor does, this is Chayv Misav Deshamayim. The Amenasech, Shloish Lugim Mayim, Shloish Lugim Yayin. Someone who pours on the Mizbeach the Mayim, Fanisach HaMayim on Sukkos. And Shloish Lugim Mayim, every single carbon is accompanied by Yayin, libations.
And three Lugim has to be every carbon?
Yes, every time. That's a lot. That's like three nights of Pesach. On Pesach night, what do you drink? You drink a whole lug of Yayin. Four cups of wine. Each cup of wine is a revius. Four revius becomes one lug. A revius a lug. That's what the B'nai Yisoscha says.
Oh, revius a lug.
The B'nai Yisoscha says the reason why there are four cups of wine, it's not only because Chazal wanted you to have and because of the four cups of wine that it says by the Chalev of Haroi, and because of the Arba Bonim, and because of the four Chvesnish, all the fours, a lot of fours. There's another time why Chazal wanted there to be four cups of wine because they wanted a person to drink a loig, a complete loig of yayin. Yes, and what is a loig? Lamed gimel, lag ba'omer, lag. No, I'm not joking. Lag lamed gimel is.
What does that have to do with Pesach?
There has to something to do with it.
Where did you see this? What yom?
Someone told this to me. Someone told me. A doctor, Ariel Yitzhak Ariel, told this to me. Now Lunei Yisrael talks about this idea that the goal. What?
It's today's
Omer. Today's Omer is what?
Is it 39?
No, that was yesterday. Don't say the numbers.
Don't say.
Last night was 39.
39 is like.
Low 33. What are you talking about?
That's okay, Vav next. Gimel.
Oh, he's saying with the Vav. Vav. No Vavs. I thought you were going to say Loit. Kishikhrusay Shaloit.
Okay, nice.
Weiter.
What do you mean? Like is with a Vav?
No, it doesn't have to have a Vav.
Mitavav. No, it could be in the Torah. It could be mitavav. Written in chaser without a vav.
A loig of yain.
Don't you find it in the Torah without a vav?
Loig is not a biblical term. A loig is not a biblical term. It's a rabbinic term. There's no loig in the Torah. Is there a loig in the Torah?
I think there is. No, sure.
Revias Sahin. Revias Shlitshahin. Revias and Shlitshahin. I don't know. It says loig.
I remember seeing loig.
Chatzi loig is nishtahin and nishtaher.
Chatzi loig. Okay, so
I remember seeing loig.
There's something called a loig. There's a Kabbalistic principle of having a loig. Four cups of wine is four revius.
Nechsem a loig.
Shabbos, you have on Shabbos four cups. You realize that? You have make kiddush Friday night, Shabbos morning. And Chassidim they make kiddush by Shvim, and he makes kiddush by Shalosh Shodes.
Because of the Rambam. The Rambam.
And then Mitzvah Shabbos, you also.
Right. It's very interesting.
Four.
Interesting,
so the Gan Shabbos, you with kedusha Shabbos demands you have a loig, a Gans loig.
Yeah.
Pesach is called Mocharas Shabbos.
Yeah.
In Mocharas Shabbos, the little difference Pesach, you drink the whole loig Friday night, the night by the Seder, accelerated. B'chipozayin, but instead of spreading it out, Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shalashudis, Mlav Malka, ki b'chipozayin, the ganze loig is consumed by the Seder, all four cups of wine. Unbelievable, Shlomi, you hear this? Seidus, I don't say this by Shuli's Shia, you don't say this there. You have to have a reason why you come to this Shia and you don't go to Shuli's Shia. The ganze welt is lohut.
I do both.
Oh, he does both, thank you very much. Now I really feel good. The ganze welt, the
lohut. He's a renowned magachir.
Yeah. The shikur to his Torah.
He's a young man.
Yeah, the lohut. You know what lohut means? The lohut to go listen to him. He has someone talk. He also listens. Surely he also listens to him. I'm the only one here that doesn't listen to him.
Weiter. I also don't listen to him.
Nee. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I have a chover. Nee. Chover.
Nee.
Tanya Chavos, if I would pay people $100, they wouldn't come even listen to me. Even if I pay the money to come listen, they wouldn't listen.
Let's go. Come on.
Tanya Chavos, the lady. Avoidish. Now we would write to Levi. What is Levi going to talk about over here? Here is Beferish. Hamerim as Adeshen, the person that takes the Shem, the Tumas Adeshen. Okay, Beferish.
He's bringing you up. This is a Brisa?
Yes, Beferish. Hamerim as Adeshen. Vesheva Hazois Shabifnim. Then he goes the seven.
Machlokes Tanoim.
No, they're not ten of them. Amoraim.
Brisa is Amoraim.
This Tanya Chavasi the Levi. Oh, yeah, this
is the Chaluke and Brises.
Right.
So, why is it Taka Chaluke and Brises?
Machlaik is Tanoim. So, Machlaik is Tanoim. So, Machlaik is Tanoim.
Ah, the Brises go according to Atana.
Taking credit for an argument which was argued years before that.
Where have you been? You learned Shas already a few times. You never saw this before. They have Amarayim. What Amarayim say just parallel what Tanoim say.
So, no, yes. It's interesting that they call it Tanya Chavasi the Rav. What they should have said. How could Rav claim that this is his own vort?
Tanya means there's a brisa
that stims with
right, exactly. That stims with what Rav said. It doesn't mean that Rav is the ikker. Pum faker, the brisa is the
right,
ikker.
Right.
Rav is not crediting the person who said the
brisa. So you ask Natasha, maybe gul olam, maybe gul olam. So how come Rav and Rebzer did not give credit to where the Tana that taught it? So Rav, maybe Taka they didn't know. Maybe Taka they were machaven. They Taka asking a very interesting question. Gan Shas. This is what it says in all the encyclopedia books. Probably in the introduction to the arts called Shas. Maybe they have they talk about this. Maybe Taka yes, gosh. Maybe Taka they didn't know. They were machaving.
Right.
They were machaving.
They didn't know.
Or maybe they taka. They did know, and for whatever reason, whatever they didn't say. They didn't say something. They got lost in the shuffle. Good kasha. I don't know. Vaita. You know the vart.
Lost in the shuffle.
Anyone that says a chiddush, it's not a chiddush because Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem was show to Moshe Kolma the Talmud Vosik.
Right.
Also his chiddush.
Right.
So there's once a Talmud. He said a shtickle Torah, and it mamish made no sense. So Rashiva said, "Oh, Dos is talking emes achidish, because Moshe didn't see this. Moshe was only showing me Sinai, Masha Talmud Vos also leschadish. That's emes.
Yeah.
Moshe emes with Torah emes, but the Talmud is in machadish kunumavart. So Hashem didn't show it to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah.
So this talk is emes achidish.
Nei.
Vayitayich avos the Levi. I would have shachadur v'leim mitum deish v'amim dashin v'ashev hashev hazish v'fnim." The seven inside. What are you talking about? There's eight inside. Achas lamala v'shev lamata. Shlomi, hear the kasha?
We're talking about
the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
You mean Yom Kippur?
What do you mean seven? There are eight. V'shev hazoy shebifnim.
You're talking about by the Kachikachim.
Kachikachim. Rashi says, no, there is no Rashi on this. Okay, right. So what happened? You're not going to go do the one
lamala. What's the sheva hazois lebifnim?
It means that the dama par, the dama sar, yom kippurim, you do achas lamata v'sheva lamata. That's lefnim.
No, achas lamala and sheva lamata.
One lamala and sheva lamata.
Nay.
And there's really eight. So how come it only says the seven other inside?
Nay.
What's going on? So what is it? There's no Rashi on this.
Nay.
And what is it with the mefarish? The mefarish says. V'sheva hazoish b'fnim shem mitzayra.
That's five. Par kain Mashiach, par helam davar shel tzibur.
Oh, I mean the five korbanos. Gvaldik.
What?
Who told you this? Surely I bet, right?
Reading art scroll.
So there are five means of not the five act the actual ma'isa hazo means the five times when you do sprinkling inside.
What is the first three? The par and the siyam kippurim. The par. Is sprinkled seven times towards the Pareiches and applied to the Mizbech HaPnimi four corners.
Four corners and seven sprinklings on the surface. And what about, it's also eight times. Achas l'malav sheva l'mata. All right, whatever it is. V'sheva hazoy shebifnim. Saying the sheva hazoy.
And why not such rifnim? Why not l'fnen l'fnem, like they said before?
The Kohen Gadol takes it into the Kodesh Kodashim and he sprinkles it once up and seven down.
So when it says the one number seven, what does the number seven refer to according to the art scroll? The seven hazois shebefnim shebemitzor shebribsa gemar leel melechol davar hamizbeach. I think when it says seven means the seven times you sprinkle up, you sprinkle down. My question remains unanswered. Why does it say seven? What about the one that goes lamala?
And another thing is, why does it say
this? He says it's not talking about the sprinkling inside the Kodesh Kodashim.
And outside the Kurdish HaKadosh, you only do seven. Now you don't do one up. You don't do eight. I thought you do eight. I thought that when you sprinkle from the Dama Par and the Dama Sohir on the Paroiches, outside the Kurdish HaKadosh, you also do eight. One up and seven down. Isn't that what's in the Nusach
HaTzivah? That's what he's talking about. The seven inside, he's talking about when he's sprinkling it towards the Paroiches.
Ah.
Once up and seven down.
So why then does it say the word seven? It should say eight.
Doesn't count the one upward.
Why not? Because it's not an avodas matana. because there's a seven down that comes afterwards. Maybe that's the reason why. Maybe he holds that, this we learned yesterday, it has to be the Gemar Avoida. If it's there's an Avoida which comes after, it's not the Gemar. It has to be Avadetam. An Avoida that's Tam. That's the Gemar. Yeah. But if there's an Avoida which comes, it's an Avoida which you have another Avoida which comes afterwards,
yeah,
that's not called Avoida, it's Tam.
Right.
Right? So maybe he's holding over here that this is seven, that since you do achas lamala, the sheva lamata, the achas lamala is not called avadetom. It's not the gemar, because the lamala is considered to be in the category in and of itself. I always thought it's all the same. You do it eight times. So no, once you go up, seven, you go down, it's all part of the same set. It appears from Nusach of the Gemara is that the time that you go lamala is considered to be completely muvdal. It's a separate type of zrika that has no shaychus to the seven times you go lamata.
No.
And that's why it's not called avadetom, because going lamala is not the gemar, because now you have to do seven times lamata.
Yeah.
It seems that we're breaking up on Yom Kippurim. And the achas lamala, the sheva lamata, it's not considered to be one set. You never understood it like that. Next Yom Kippur, you have to pay attention to the davening. You have to remember we learned over here tonight. We learned over here tonight on the night that the day before was the 39th day in the Omer. You have to remember when it says you do achas. Achas u'shtayim. You don't see that in the Negev? Achas v'sholosh. Achas v'yarba. Achas
v'chol.
Achas v'sheva. Okay, different Negev. Different Nusach. Different Negev. So they do that, you have to appreciate that according to this man, the Omar, the Achas that was done Lamala is not considered to be part of the seven Lamata. It's a different Avoida. And therefore, there's no chiv misa b'dei shemayim if a zar would do it. Why not? Because it has to be avadetam, an avoida that's tam, that's the gemar. It's not the gemar, because if you do one lamala, you're not finished. You have to still do sheva lamata.
Yeah.
That means that when you're doing lamala, is not a chelik of the next set of avoida which is done lamata.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what appears to come out. That's a chelik to say such a thing. If that's really true. I think we should call up Shuli right now and ask him what he thinks about this chiddush. Vaita. Kinas chochma, kinas seifrim tarbe chochma. Vaita. We need some chizik in this door. The daf yomi needs some chizik. The Eibusha gave us Shuli to be machazik all the limbi daf yomi. To be machazik.
Shuli means by the paroichas.
The paroichas.
And
that's why he doesn't say that. Kvar, tiny chavos, it lives, it lives, it lives, it lives, it lives, it lives, it lives. The mitzvah. What do you do in the mitzvah? You sprinkle the dam ha'asham. You sprinkle the dam ha'asham on the behoinos, on the bo'in yad, the bo'in regel, and right on the thumb, the toe,
yeah,
and the earlobe. Rashi, via mitzvah. What do you do to the mitzvah? Where's the Rashi? There is no Rashi over here. Okay, I think it means via mitzvah. The sprinkling of the blood, the application of the blood of the carbon asham that goes on the mitzvah. That's called an avodas tam, and that will be if a zor does this to the
mitzvah.
Is that correct? What I'm saying over here? What is over here? Shariv says mechuldavar. Those yesterday's gemara. That was talking yesterday's gemara. Okay, fine. Vaita v'amal al gabi hamizbeach. A person that brings the mizbeach bein davar kosher bein davar pasul. If you put on the mizbeach anything that goes that's put on the mizbeach, even a davar pasul Rashi. It doesn't mean that if a zar puts on the mizbeach something which does not belong there, he's going to be chayv misa b'dei shemayim. It has to be in the category of imolu lo yerdu. There's a set of things that when you put on the mizbeach, imolu lo yerdu, you're not supposed to put them on the mizbeach, but b'di'evet, after the fact, if they were put there, they do not need to be taken down.
So they shouldn't, or you don't
they're
have
not
to.
Allowed to. You don't take them down.
So no, when you chayv misa then?
Only when you put on the mizbeach something that you do not take away. You can either put there something which belongs there, l'chatchila, and then there are things that do not belong there, but if they were put there by mistake, they're not taken away. If a czar puts on the mizbeach one of those two categories, the zor is chayev misa b'dei shemayim. But if the zor would put on the mizbeach something which has to be removed, it doesn't belong there. He puts there a chaya. He puts there an animal a wild animal doesn't belong there, then there's no chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim, because a chaya doesn't belong, only a behema, only a carbon belongs
there. And there you have to take it off.
You have to take it off. Vaita. Mm-hmm. Now the Gemara goes vaita, new Gemara, lama mafitzin. Why, is a general question, why did they cast lots in the Mikdash? Frek Gemara, what kind of question is this? Lama mafitzin? What are you talking about? What do you mean, why did they cast lots? Kedam moron. We already explained why we cast lots. We cast lots because there are many people who want to do the Avodah. They want to do the Avodah, and the only way, fair way to make it to decide who's going to be Zoyche to do the Avodah is by casting a lottery. Ella, no. So you're right. Here's my question. Ella, lo mafisin, v'chazim mafisin. The question over here is, why do you have to have four lotteries? Why can't we just have one lottery, and that lottery will decide from that person onward who does all of the Avodahs? There are many things that need to be done during the day. So everyone should stand in a circle, and we're going to make a lottery. Whoever wins the lottery, everyone right after in the circle, in the line, you do A, you do B, you do C, and one lottery will determine all the people who are going to do all of the avodas of the day. Why do we need to make four separate lotteries for the different avodas? One for the Keteris, one for Tom Shachar.
One lottery and they should get all of the avodas?
Right. No. One lottery from that. One lottery will be able to decide who does everything.
Oh, I got it.
We all stand in a circle.
Okay,
the
got
one
it,
who
got
wins
it.
From him
got
on,
it.
We continue.
Yeah.
The Gemara answers, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Gedela Hargish, it's called Azar. It's a beautiful Gemara. It's a murder Gemara. We want activity. We want there to be people to be Tutsach. We want all of the Askanim need what to do. We want there to be activity, because if you're only going to have one pious, everyone's going to come 6 o'clock in the morning and they're going to take one pious, and whoever wins stays around. Everyone who loses, what are they going to go do? They're going to go home, go to sleep. They're going to leave because today's not our day. We want them to stick around the whole day because, okay, you lost this pious, you have another chance. We're having another pious in another half an hour. You lost that, there's another pious.
What are you accomplishing?
People are not going to go home. They're going to stick around. If you do one pious 6 o'clock in the morning and that one pious is going to decide the entire day, and whoever loses in the morning...
No, because he says it's a kvad lemelech for Hashem.
Exactly. We want the kohanim to stick around, and when there's activity, when people are busy, they're running around, they're walking around the Beis HaMikdash, they're excited, there's activity. We want there to be activity in the Beis HaMikdash. We want there to be a commotion, because that gives kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a busy place. We want it to be a busy place. Kedei laharigish kol hazor shnemer asher yachdav namtik soit. Together, we will namtik. What's namtik mean? Namtik, we will sweeten the secrets of Hashem. Beveis Hashem nahalich berogish. You know what this stands for? Remember?
Yeah,
Daf
I know.
Yomi?
It's an old word. Yeah.
Borod, Ruach, Geshem, Shelek. This is totally outdated. Now that with Zoom, no one comes. It used to be in the Friedrich Adar. When I was a younger man, there was no Zoom. And people with Mois and Nefesh, usually Shlomo Rabinowitz would come every night to the young Israel, Mamash, Mois and Nefesh. He would come sit there on the corner of the table in the YFJ in the basement. He had his Mokum Kavua. Kalman, he sat next to you. Nick. Kalman sat next to you. Beis Hashem, Nahalich Birogesh, Borod, Ruach, Geshem, Shelek, and now garnished. Now I look at a screen the whole day. Everyone sits at home. They listen. They watch YouTube while I talk to them. They do all these zachen. It's nicht dieselbe Sache. Shlomi, you listening to me? You listening to me? Weiter.
Me.
How come? Well, you're playing the piano behind you. What happened to you over there?
Me.
Is that a piano behind you? There's a red clock next
to
the piano.
So what do you see from this pasuk?
I can't hear the microphone. We put on a microphone.
What piano are you talking about?
Right behind you, there's a red clock.
There's a clock with red words on it.
What's that red clock sitting on?
It's a keyboard.
Oh,
nobody
piano.
Uses it.
Yeah, it's a piano. Right, okay, I was right.
So what do you see from this pasuk?
So you see, it says birogesh. Birogesh means with emotion. B'veis Hashem nahalich, we will travel, we will walk birogesh with commotion, with feeling, with a sense of life.
Yeah.
The male, we want there to be multiple lotteries in order to create activity,
yeah,
life in the Beis HaMikdash. Next, Bameh Mafisin. How exactly, here, what clothing do you wear? When you show up and you attend the Pious, do you wear dungarees? Do you wear Big De Kahuna? Do you wear t-shirts? What do you wear when you come to the Pious? Bameh Mafisin. Rav Nachman Amar B'Big De Chol. He says you wear ordinary weekday clothing.
Not the Big De Kahuna.
Right.
Right.
Rav Sheish Omar, Big Day Kodesh.
Very interesting.
You wear Big Day Kodesh. Oh, how can you wear Big Day Kodesh? You're being Melba Kodesh. You're not doing Avodah. If you're not doing Avodah, you're being Nene. You're deriving benefit from the clothing. It's Kodesh. You're being Melba Hegdesh. The Gemara explains. Rav Nachman Amar Big Day Chol, the Iyam Ad Big Day Kodesh, Iko Bale Zroyos, the Mechasme.
Say it again. Rav Nachman Amar Big Day Chol.
Big Day Chol. Why the Iyam Ad Big Day, if you wear Big Day Kodesh, Iko Bale Zroyos, there are people that are very forceful. The Chasme the Avde. What does that mean, Rashi? The Chasme. The Avi Shle Zochu Bugarul, what they're going to do is they're going to steal it. In other words, no, but they look a little here. I'll read the Rashi before.
No,
but
the Rashi before the Mam Fisad, my young love should know him, and the Sophon Fais Big Chol Big Big the Kodesh. Big the Chol was Zoycha.
The Amad Big the Kodesh, Iker Valley Joyce, the Chasme, they're going to be.
So you left out a Rashi before. Big the Chol was Zoycha, Lavoid and Poish.
Bidichol the Hazoch Lavoid, the Poishon, he takes out the Bidichol and they wear Bidichodesh. The Chasm of Yavdi, Alpishle Zoch Begol. In other words, there's going to be a delay. Here's the problem. It's an incredible piece of Gemara. It's very hard to understand this Gemara. Is that if you're going to wear Bidichol, what's going to happen? I win. Very good. I won. Okay, you won. So put on your clothing now. If you're wearing Bidichol and you win the Pious, what do you have to do? You have to change your clothing. Wear your clothing.
According to Mandam, that says you wear Bidichol.
Right.
If you win, you immediately put on the Big Day Kodesh.
You have to go into the chamber, into the dressing room,
yeah,
and put on your Big Day, change from the Big Day Chol to Big Day Kodesh.
Yeah.
That's a delay. How long will it take to do? That's going to take. Rishol Lehman, can you put on the muted?
Unless he could be wearing Big Day Kodesh underneath his Big Day Chol.
No, it doesn't say to do that. You can't do that. You're not only wear two sets of garments, it wouldn't even fit. Maybe it would be too tight. That would be bizarre to the Big Day Kodesh. I don't know. The Paj, the only way.
No, you don't
wear two. There's the most kosher l'shichav. You wear two garments at the same time. That's not the derech.
Doesn't sound like they were concerned about shichav. If people wanted to do, they wanted to chop the position.
So that's the problem. If they would do it in big day choil. So when you win, there is a delay. What's the delay? You have to go to the changing room, take off the Big Day Chol, put on the Big Day Kodesh. During that time of delay, the Koyhanim, who are Zbalei Zroyos, they're going to chap. They're going to lay in ambush, and they see there's a delay. They're just going to go, and they're going to do the Avodah. They're going to do it because the guy is not here. He's not present. He went to go change his clothing. They're going to steal it from him. So therefore, because they were bad Koyhanim, that did the Avodah, the Bali Zroyos, in order to prevent them from stealing it, they told everyone should come dressed to the Pious and Big Day Kodesh. That way there is no delay. If there's no delay, there's no chance for fraud. There's no chance for the Bali Zroyos.
How do you understand this Gemara? Rav Nachman Amar, B'Big Day Chol.
Because the Amar, if you're going to say the Amar, Rav Nachman Amar, let me find the place.
Rav Nachman Amar, four lines from the bottom.
The Amar, Rav Sheish Amar B'Day Kodesh, Rav Nachman Amar B'Day Chol. Dear Mart, if you're going to say Big Day Kodesh, there's going to be a delay.
Like Rosh Hashanah, yeah.
There's going to be a delay.
Why? If you have to come with Big Day Kodesh. No.
Oh, you're right. Let's go slow. I'm all confused now.
Rav Nachman
Big Day Chol. Rashi. Rav Nachman says Big Day Chol Rashi. V'yazoich alavoy de poishton v'loy v'esh Big Day Kodesh.
Right.
Rav Sheish Amar Big Day Kodesh.
Yes.
Rashi, any Rashi on this?
No.
Any Rashi on this? No Rashi on this. Fine now.
Four lines from the bottom. Why
does he say Bidei Chol? You know why? Because the Amarit Bidei Kodesh, if you're going to say that they did the Goyal Bidei Kodesh, Ika Balei Zroyos, this is the opposite I told you. Since everyone already is dressed in Bidei Kodesh, so even though this guy won, another Koyein will just
snatch it.
Because since he's anyway dressed and ready to go, so he'll just hop right. But now, what's the solution? If everyone has to wear Big Day Chol, it's going to slow them down. Because everyone's going to have to go to the changing room.
How's not everyone, the ones that won.
The one that won.
But the one that didn't won, he's going to snatch it while it's...
No, but he can't snatch because he's not wearing B'day Kodesh. The one who lost,
I see what you're
Eve,
saying.
He's saying they're going to lock the changing room. They're only going to open up the changing for one person, the one that won.
I got it.
So Rav Nachman Amar B'day Chol. The Amar B'day Kodesh, the Baal Yisroel is the Chasim of Yavdi, because everyone's wearing B'day Kodesh. The male, if they're all wearing B'day Chol, so the Baal Yisroel is, and they can't do it because they're wearing B'day Chol. So they'll get dressed very quickly. No, they're not. They're not going to give them the clothing. They're only going to, there's going to be a Mimun that's going to go give the clothing to the one who won.
Right.
So you didn't win. You don't get the clothing.
Rav Sheshes goes with the
Kodesh. The Amar B'day Chol. Agav Chavivusei Miku V'Avde. They're so worked up, they're going to forget themselves. They're going to go do the avodah in their pajamas. Did you ever see a guy come to shul in his pajamas and say, I was so excited to come to shul today, I forgot to put on my clothing? What kind of gemara?
So Rav Sheshes wasn't concerned about the chaparai?
No, he wasn't. This gemara is a pelad gemara.
It is.
Because if they say, the big day chol,
from the passion, he's mamash going to do that.
Did you ever your whole life...
But don't you have somebody watching? Hey, what are you doing?
So they just run to do it.
It's interesting.
Did you ever see someone come to shul in their pajamas and tell you, I was so excited to come get
davening?
Why is it different? Why is it different? Shlomi, you have to be insane. A story like this?
You have to be insane.
Why? They're not insane over here. It's the Beis HaMikdash.
No, because it's clothed right away.
They're wearing B'day Chol.
Yeah,
they're wearing pajamas.
It's like a bad dream. In the dream, you come in the pajamas.
Yeah.
Pilei Plon. I never saw someone come in their pajamas to shul in Taina. I was so excited
dream,
to put...
In a dream, I see a lot.
To put on tefillin. It's like the guy Rise when he says that his favorite day in the year is Beis Iyar. He loves why? Because he misses Tachnun so much. The whole Chodesh Nisan, he's not able to say Tachnun. Beis Iyar. I waited for this. Like a real Litvak.
Because he gets to put his head down and rest a little bit.
A real Litvak.
This is very interesting Gemara.
The Litvaks, they love, don't they love Purim Litvaks? They love when they say,
Is it Litvak or Lutvak?
It warms my heart.
Could you just touch this again?
Agav. Because the reason why is if you go to say chavivus, say the chavivus. Because of the chavivus of the avodah, mikru, it's going to happen occasionally. The avdei, they're going to do the avodah when they're wearing the b'day chol. So therefore, we don't want that to happen.
Very interesting.
The male, you have to come in the big day.
So it looks like Rav Sheshes wasn't chayshi what's going to happen later.
Each one has their concern.
Very interesting.
I'm going to prove to you
that I'm right.
You wear b'day chol. I'm going to have a little mishnah. Mos misorun lachazonim voyimav shitin oisam es b'dayhen. They would be the people who won the girl. Whoever won the lottery, they would be delivered to the chazan, to the people in charge, the sectans, the shamoshim. They would be the people who are the winners. The winners of the lottery would be delivered over to the chazanim.
Nay.
Misorun. They would be handed over lachazanim. V'hoyumav shitin oisan. And the chazanim would remove their weekday clothing. Es bigday hen. V'lo hoyu machnichin alein ela michnasayim belvot. And they only put upon them, and I told you, yes, they were all for garments. Shlagan, what I say, yes, in the Gemara, my Chiddush. And they would put on
only the pants.
Bilvad. Let's see what it says over here. Let's see over here, vine. Doesn't say any Rashi.
No, there's no Rashi.
Bilvad, my love. They only put on the Mechnasayim. Cannot be only the Mechnasayim. It means they put on all four. I think what it means is that they only put on them the Mechnasayim.
And they put the rest on. On themselves. The other three.
Yeah. My love. What does this my Mechazal mean? My love.
Who's saying this now?
The Gemara is saying this. Rav Nachman is saying this. Rav Nachman. My love. The people who won the lottery.
Yeah.
They're the ones that were given over to the Chazonim. So you see, Klor Diburim, that when it came to the pious, you were wearing big day choil. You were wearing big day chol,
yeah.
And that's why they were now handed over to the chazanim to go now take off their big day chol and put on big day kodesh.
Yeah.
You have a riot like me that when they came to the pious, you already were wearing the big day only with big day chol. Amrav Huna bar Yehuda, Amrav Sheshes. No, you're wrong. That's not what the brayos means. It's not a raya. Loi ba'osam shaloi zochul lepayis. Beautiful. The people who lost, the losers. Everyone came dressed to the pious in Migdei Kodesh. And the losers were handed over to the Chazonim. And the Chazonim took off the Migdei Kodesh and put on pajamas.
Where do you see that?
That's what it says. They were Masudim. That's the, you can read the words. Whatever it says. They were delivered. The people who, after the pious, they were Misarun. Misarum.
The ones that lost.
Lost. That's the Gemara's answer. And the ones that the Chazonim would take off the Migdei Kodesh and put on them pants, pair of Levi's jeans, or some.
So what does that mean? Poison. Here is referring to weekday.
They're wearing Migdei Kodesh. Right. It's not a raya. Right, the Etzem, I'll tell you, the pious, you wore Migdei Kodesh for the pious. When it came to the pious, you wear Migdei Kodesh. And then after the losers of the pious would be delivered over to the Chazonim, and the Chazonim would take off the Migdei Kodesh from them. What's the problem?
And how do you title Hayu Manichin Aleihem?
And then they would put upon them a pair of pants, or maybe it means Lohar. Oh no, I know what it means. They would take off three garments. And they would let them continue wearing the mechnasayim. That's what it means. They would take off three of the four garments. Okay, so they came dressed to the pious wearing four garments. The losers were given over to the gizborim, and the gizborim would then remove three of their four garments. They would not take off their pants. Right. I guess they took off their pants themselves in private. Tzinius. This is a raya that I'm Purim. You're supposed to wear Migdei Shabbos. The whole machlokes. What are the clothing? So you know there's certain minhagim you should bedafka wear on Purim Migdei Chol. And lemaisa, if it was let's say Purim is Mitzvah Shabbos, you should take off your Migdei Shabbos. Our Shabbos is over and put on Migdei Chol for Kriya Samagila. Because Purim is a Yom Tov Chol. It's a shmachlokes. And some say pum vakert. If you wear Migdei Chol, you should bedafka Migdei Shabbos. Yeah. Here. It talks to the pious. Wow. The pious is Meramis to Purim. I'm not joking over here. Kippur hu agorol. And Mimela, when you do the pious, a pious, the machlokes in the Gemara. When you come to the pious, do you wear big day choil? There's not Purim Torah here. This is serious. Rabbi Wolfson says this type of stuff. Rabbi Moshe Wolfson, he mamishes a lot of this type of stuff he says. I'm very influenced by his thinking.
Yeah.
I used to mamish study his stuff. I love his stuff.
Okay.
That's his type of stuff.
So one second. So Rav Nachman that says that they came with Big Dechoil, only later they got into the Big Dechoilish. How would he explain this?
The other way around.
The Mishnah.
They came Big Dechoil. The winners. He learns the winners. The winners will be delivered. The one who would
remove their weekday, the Big Dechoil,
it would only leave upon them. And That means the Gizborim would dress them with the pants.
He would dress them with the other three begun. The pants they would do it by themselves privately.
Okay, could be whatever.
You said by Rav Sheshet.
Okay, something along those lines. I forgot the details.
It doesn't. And the Mefarshim doesn't explain what that's mean.
I'm sure it does, but I don't look. I don't know anything. But the basic idea is the machlekes that we had to learn pshat in this price. We take a yisoid. We walk away from the daf. You have to walk away with something episode sheish by mamish. So machlekes in the Gemara. When they came to the pious, did they come dressed to the pious? Big day chol, big day kodesh. Machlekes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes.
Yeah.
Machlekes is, are we chayish with the Balei Zeroya?
Yeah.
Or are we chayish agav chavivusei?
Yeah.
The chavivus, they may come to do the avoida when they're wearing the big day chol. We're dealing with mamish extreme situations. The pilei plom, this Gemara is mamish pilei plom. You're dealing with mamish extreme. Could you imagine the Beis Hamikdash? Someone would be a ganav. Someone has yard sight. So the Baal Israelis, they run the chap the amit.
I have a
the chap the amit.
It could be.
Yeah.
The thing is that it's referring to Zman by Shani. There's a lot of corruption. There was something.
I don't know.
They sold the Khan and Gedoyim.
Rabbi Shmim, he told me a ma'isa. He told me a murdik ma'isa that there was a shul. There was a shul where in Beis Medrash Elyon, he told me, Beis Medrash Elyon, there was
Reuven Gazovsky, yeah.
There was a very big Talmud Chacham who happened to be an employee of JTS. the conservative, the seminary. Cain was a very big Talmud Chacham.
Jewish theological seminary.
And there were a lot of very big Talmud Chacham who went and had jobs there.
I heard.
Okay, that was before the time when they took whatever. And they were in Beis Medrash Elyon. This person was a very big, he was there, he was davening in Beis Medrash Elyon. And the Gabbai called him up for an aliyah. It was a very
one second, he was an employee for JTS.
Yeah, he worked this. There was a Talmud Chacham who was a Rebbe, whatever, in JTS.
Okay.
And he happened to be davening mincha in Beis Medrash Elyon.
Yeah.
Or Shah, whatever. And the Gabbai called him up for an aliyah.
Yeah.
And there was a bacher there who saw the Gabbai called up a member of JTS for an aliyah in Beis Medrash Elyon.
Yeah.
So the bacher could not handle this. It was a chassidish bacher, a shtigl. He ran up to the bima, cut him off before the guy, and he opened up the same thing, Baruch Hu Hashem Hamavarach, and he chapped the aliyah to prevent someone from JTS making a bracha on the Sefer Torah in Beis Medrash Elyon. You hear the ma'isa? So he went then, and time passed, and the bacher had misgivings. He had a shaila, maybe did the wrong thing. He had chalisha sadas. So I forgot. He told me who he asked. He asked one of the Rosh Yeshivas there.
I think.
And
of
he
Reuven.
Told him, Reuven. He told me did nothing wrong. You did the right thing.
I remember hearing this
and
story.
And then
once.
Later he went. He knows the chassidish leanings. He went to the Satmar Rav. Sechet Sadik Levracha Shlusi Yogin Leinu.
Rabbi Yoel. Yeah.
And he told Rabbi Yoel what happened. And Rabbi Yoel told him that he should go be mafayis this person.
That part I didn't hear.
Peter, I told Rabbi Shmuel they would never write this story today.
Rabbi Shmuel told over this story.
He told me the story.
And you know this for a fact.
I told him they would never write such a story like that today. He says 100% right.
Serious,
they would never ever write down the story in print that the Satmar Rav would tell the person be mafayis him.
Are you serious? Really?
He told me he agrees.
That's
with me.
A very interesting.
He agrees with me 1,000%. They would never ever go and write this story today.
Of course not.
But he told me it's true. That's the MS. The emes is that the Satmar Rav told me mafayisim.
Wow.
Even though Reuven told me the right thing.
Wow.
You can't dine. You need to be more. Now, why am I telling you the story? Because this more over here. The Balei Zeroyos. It's not what we think Stamazoy. You have to understand. You have to be down the Kav Schos. You told me, Rishol Zev Lobel says, how could a taka be? It must be the Ba'i Yashem with this corruption. Lav Dafka. Maybe there were zealots who did not like, who won the pious. Maybe the guy who won the pious, he's taught in JTS.
Okay.
And Amela, you don't want to let the person, Mamish Zelbazach. He had Zelbazach. The guy who won the pious, I don't forgive him to go and do the Avodah. So you chapped him. Your Chosh was a Stoiki, maybe. He was Chosh, maybe a closet Stoiki. So you didn't let. Whatever it is. So you want to chap.
He didn't like the other guy with pious.
Oh, Vait, very good. Vait in the Gemara. And then there's other Peladim Zach we learned tonight. Never to get Agav Chavivusei is Pile Ploim.
That's interesting.
I cannot get over this.
From the Chavivus.
The Chavivus, he'll forget to put on the big day kahuna. He'll do the Avoida. Yeah, that's what it says. He'll do it in his pajamas. Did you ever see someone come to shul in their pajamas? Because I was so excited to put on tefillin this morning. Unbelievable. Weiter.
You left out some here.
No, we did everything over here. You're right, I skipped. I'm a Rav. Sheshes, lo, be'oiz and shaloi zoch lebayis. Hachin am mistav, I'll prove to you the losers. Because the isal gedaitach be'oiz and shazoch lebayis, mamash yodik, your b'sholzav, yodik. If you're going to tell me over here the one who won the pious, so what does it mean then, therefore, who did they give over to the chazan? The winner. So what does it mean then, lohoi yumanichan aleim elamachnasayim belvad? So the winner only wore the mechnasayim, only put on the pants. V'atanya, minayin shelo yehei dover koydim lemichnasayim tamuloymar. How do you know that the first thing that goes on is the michnasayim? Shenemar, the michnasayim kula tamulam michnasay vad yiru al bisaroy. So what's the kasha? Rashi dibe masal on the very top. Yitzchak deidach boisin shezocha v'ha poishta. The one that took off the clothing. Zu big day chol. Ulalbishan big day kodesh, ukutani, lohoyamichna leim elamichnase choil. Ah, it's beferish. They continue to wear the pants that are choil. Alma malbishan oisan big day kodesh, al michnase choil, achakach poishan michnase choil, loishan michnase kodesh. You hear what's going on? Mordi dig. Now we know Pshat and the Brisa, according to the winner. So what happened over here? The one who won the one who won, what happened? The one who won would now have to be dressed, would have to be dressed now in the four garments of the big day Kodesh. Right? The one who won. So he was given over to the Chazan. What did the Chazan do? He didn't want to have him stand without any clothing. So he took off the mechnas, he took off the tunic, his whatever he was wearing on top of it. And the only thing he was wearing
I'm sorry, again. If you say the ones who won.
The one who won. The guy who won now.
So they come with
the
Victor Kodesh.
He was given to the Chazan. What did the Chazan do? The Chazan took off all of his clothing. And what was he wearing? He wasn't totally without clothing. He was wearing the Mechnasayim. What kind of Mechnasayim?
Big the Kodesh.
No, Chol. He's wearing Chol.
No, Rav Sheshes.
No, we're going now. The Isal Kedaitach. If you're going to tell him that he wore Big Day Chol.
Oh, I see.
If you can tell him Big Day Chol. So what happened? They gave over the winner. The winner was given to the Chazan. What is the winner? What is the Chazan giving to the winner?
I mean, if you can say like Rav Nachman, right. that the winner, the Big Day Chol.
So therefore, the winner now has been delivered to the Chazan. Right, the Chazan now has to dress him.
Right.
How does he dress him? He takes off all of his clothing with the exception of the Mechnasayim.
Right.
He doesn't want him to be there without any clothing. Right. So the Mechnasayim is what? It's Fruit of the Loom. Chol. It's Chol, right?
Nee.
And now what does he do? He puts on the shirt.
Nee.
And he puts on the hat.
Right.
And he puts the belt, I don't know yet. And then he tells the guy, okay, you now take off the Mechnasayim. Take off your Mechnasayim, because now you're covered. Because the shirt goes all the way down
and
to the floor.
And that's not good, because the pants have to be the first one to be.
Exactly. So if you're going to tell me that he got the winner, and the Pshat and the Braille says, take off your clothing except for the Mechnasayim, and then he puts on the Kodesh, and then he has to, the last thing that has to be put on the Mechnasayim, it's Shalik Seder. So it must be
Pumfakek. And how do you know that the pants go first?
The Pasuk over here says, Umechnasayvad, the Pasuk in the Torah. The juxtaposition of the word Yihiyu, Al Bisaroi, teach me that the Ersht Zach has to always be the Mechnasayim. So therefore, naturally, Yihiyu, the digus in the word Yihiyu, Havaya. Havai means this is the way it has to be.
That's
the way it has to be.
And how do you see the drop from Yihiyu?
That's the word you use, extra. The havayosan yehe. That's the way it has to be. It's a drasha. I don't know more than that. It's a drasha.
So therefore, you have to say.
So therefore, they have to say that bride is referring to the losers, not the winners. And Mela, they took off all the clothing, and the last thing he let him wear the pants because it would be a bizarre to be without clothing. What about it? So that was
a second. So I mean the losers. And when it says here,
took off all the clothing except for the Mechnasayim.
Oh, I see.
Fact, so now the question falls back on the other man, the other man, the Amar. Holoi kasha. It's not a kasha. Vidach holoi kasha. Hachiktani, here's the answer. Ad, what it means is as follows. Ad, sheoidon alein big de choil malbishon oisan michnesei kodesh. While they were still wearing the big de choil, they would dress them with the Michnasei Kodesh. Big day chol, and which means over here, and he explains. Ad sheoidon alehin big day chol, while they were wearing big day chol, malbishin oisan michnasei kodesh. Period. And now the Gemara explains in more detail what that means. It means v'hoyu mavshitin oisan big day chol v'lo hoyu manichin ella michnasayim bilvad. And then they would take off the big day chol and they would only leave upon him. Let's see the Rashi. I don't know what this means. Let's see the Rashi. Malbishin oisan bichnasei kodesh kidei shelo yamdu arumim be kehav kishehif shitum. It means the losers. Okay, according to the man, it means the winners.
Yeah.
So what does it mean? The malbish nosa michnasei kodesh kidei shelo yamdu arumim kishehif shitum. So that's what it means. It means over here is that when it says they would put them on the michnasei the pants, it means they put on the pants when they were still wearing the big day choil. It doesn't mean they took off all the clothing. In that it means again, what happened over here? The fellow, he's wearing big day chol, and now we have to change his clothing. So we in the Havim, in the thought, it says here that they would take off all of the clothing, and he would still be wearing the michnasei chol, and then they would put on the kesoynes of kodesh. No, that's when it says the michnesay, it means the michnesay kodesh, and what it means is they would while he was wearing the shirt, he would take off
big the choil.
No, he's wearing everything is choil. He has just as opposed to the shirt and the pants. The shirt, by the way, goes all the way down to the floor. So therefore, the shirt covers, the erva is doubly covered.
We're talking about bidr chayim now.
Let's just take a step back. I want to clarify one point. When a kohen does avoida, the kohen's erva is covered in a double layer.
Right.
Okay, that's an important point. Got that, Shlomi? When the kohen does avoida, his erva is covered in two layers. It's covered by the michnosayim, and it's also covered by the kesoinis, because the kesoinis goes all the way down to the ground.
Yeah.
So when the erva is covered by
maybe three coverings, because the mill went on top.
That's the Kohen Gadol.
I'm sorry.
You're right. The Kohen Gadol has three. He's saying very good. Yitaka's saying very good. The Kohen Gadol has three garments covering his erva. He's saying Taka something very good.
Yeah, we're talking about a coin now.
A coin hedyet. There are two layers. So we don't. The goal over here is we do not want the erva to be exposed, and we also have a requirement. We also have a requirement that the first big day kodesh that goes on his body will be the michnasei bat, the pants. Okay? So we have to be able to accomplish both of those missions.
Right.
We don't want him to be exposed for one moment.
Right.
And number two, we want the pants to go on first.
Right.
So here we have a kohen. He's the winner. Right now he's wearing pants and a shirt of chol.
Yeah.
We don't want him to be exposed, and we want the pants to go on first. So what do? You tell him to take off his pants. Now, when he takes off his pants, is he still wearing a shirt?
Yeah.
Yes. Is his erev exposed? No.
So you're saying the big nechal shirt was also long?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Okay. Ancient times.
Okay.
We're going back to Meister Bereishis over here.
So we tell him.
We're
the
not
first
going
thing,
back to Adam Koydim Achetz.
So the first thing we tell him to take off was what, his pants?
Pants, which are choil.
Right.
Is his erva exposed?
No.
No, why not? Because the shirt goes all the way down.
Right.
Then when he's wearing, we tell him now that the pants are removed, put on the pants of Kodesh.
Yeah.
So what? Which garment of Kodesh is going on first?
Pants.
Gevaldik.
So how do you touch this? How do you?
So that's now we go Ella Hachikamar. The Ido Hachikamar.
Let me find Hachikamar.
The Ido Hachikamar.
Yeah.
Hachikamar. Ad Shoidon Alehen Big Day Choil.
Yeah.
Which means the shirt.
Yeah.
The shirt, he's still wearing the shirt.
Yeah.
What's the advantage of still wearing the shirt? Because the shirt covers the erva.
Yeah.
So what do we tell him? Remove the michnasayim. While he's wearing the kesoines of choil, we tell him to remove the michnasay choil. Right? Ad sh'oidin aleim big day choil. The beged.
You clothe them with the beged.
The beged is the shirt. So the erva is not exposed. Malbishin oisan michnasay kodesh. We thought in the Hava, meaning when this is the kasha, when it said the word michnasayim, it means the michnasay.
Are you sholim?
You gotta put on mute. Are you sholim? We thought that when the Havin, when it said the word michnasay, it meant the michnasay kodesh.
Meaning the pants is
kodesh. Kodesh. In the Hava Amina, since he lost.
Okay, I got it.
We thought it meant choil, with all the kashas. No, the michnasay means the michnasay kodesh.
Yeah, shkach.
Then they will be mafshit the shirt.
Right.
They only have the pants and then they put the shirt on top. Pop. Good, you got it. It's good. Geschmack.
What do you say? Excellent shirt. Thank you.
What do you say, Shlomi?
What?
What do you say?
Said it's a fashion show.
What's the... Thank you.